The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. Listen to the psalmist in Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. The title of the devotion is Fearfully Made. The old saying claims that we don't appreciate the good things until we have lost them. And sometimes we don't appreciate them even then. When is the last time we thought about the marvelous way that our eyes adjust to light? Or how they allow us to have depth perception and even show us colors? How do they do that? Why does our body send extra blood to the part of the body that is hurting? Why does it fight infection? How does my brain tell my foot to take a step? I cannot even explain what a thought is, but I know that I regularly develop thoughts, and without the ability to think, my life would fall apart. How is it that I do not need to keep reminding myself to breathe, or my heart to pump? How does my mind convert the vibrations of my eardrum into words and music? How did my body come to be? A series of freak occurrences over billions of years, foolish to even consider. The Creator of life designed my body. We have not yet discovered all the marvels of the house of flesh and bone that our soul lives in. The psalmist said it right. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I know that. I know that full well. It should not take blindness to remind us what a wonderful gift sight is. It should not require the amputation of a leg or arm to make us realize how amazing it is to take a step or to type on a keyboard. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Maybe that word fearfully surprises us. Should the recognition of the marvel of our body make us afraid? That's not what the word means. In this phrase, it means awesome. It means it takes my breath away. When the explanation of the first commandment tells us that we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things, it is not telling the child of God to tremble in desperate fear before his Creator and Savior. But we do need to stand in reverent awe of him. He is awesome. Our physical bodies reflect that. Our very existence testifies to his glory. Our bodies stand as proof of his wonderful ways. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Should we thank him for that? Should we praise him for that? Of course. We pray, Lord of our lives and designer of our bodies, we live in a frame of your making. You picked the color of our eyes. You placed the ears onto our heads. You started our heart to pump lifeblood through our veins. We often fail to appreciate what you have done or to thank you for this amazing gift. But we pray that you continue to sustain us in body and soul. Use us in service to your kingdom. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.